So we thank you, Father, for another day today. We thank you for bringing us into this new week. We thank you for that which you have done for us in the past and that which you're doing again this very moment. Speak to our hearts and transform our lives by your word. Let your name alone be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Bless every hearer, and Lord, take from heaven and give to us in your will, in Jesus Christ's name. In some couple of weeks ago, we started to discuss on the realities of the kingdom experience, of the Christian experience, and we have looked at several scriptures that buttresses and explains to us who we are in Christ. We've said that Christianity is not a religion. You cannot be a Christian until you are born into the family of God, and that is being born of the Spirit of God. Anyone who is born of the flesh is of the flesh. In other words, our natural descent is of our parents and our grandparents and the likes of them. But for us to be a member of the kingdom of God, we must have a descent from God, and that is going to happen by the help of the Holy Spirit when we deliberately come before Christ and ask him to forgive us of our sins and be our Lord. We've gone further to say that the Christian experience is such a unique one that makes it possible for us to have an eternity with God. That is, the eternal life of God is in us. We are not just ordinary people that has a relationship that is temporary, but our relationship with God is permanent. We've dealt with that. But today and in the couple coming weeks, by the grace of God, I'm going to be sharing with us some of the realities that we have or that we are in Christ, because it's important for us to know who we are in Christ, as God would want us to know this, because until we know this, we will not be able to fully participate in all that God has intended for us as Christians. Christianity is not just a religious gathering every Sunday. It's not all about being gathering in church and praying two times in a week or so. It's the life, a life that God wants us to express on the earth. It's a life that we must carry into our day, carry into everything that we do. And for us to operate in that dimension, we must operate with understanding. No Christian is less than the other, but the level to which we operate is dependent on the level of understanding that we operate in part time. And the Bible says the word of God gives light and gives understanding to the simple. So one of the ways to understand our realities in God, in Christ, is that we go into God's word and know what God has said concerning us and embrace it. Everything God has said concerning a believer, concerning a Christian, is the truth. And I'm going to share about three scriptures today that, would give us an understanding of who we are in Christ. And in coming weeks, we'll go a bit further. The first scripture I'll be sharing today is the Romans chapter 3, verse 24. It said, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. One of the first things I want us to know today is that every Christian, everyone who has been born of the Spirit of God, has been justified freely by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In other words, we have no condemnation before God. We stand blameless before God. There is no accusation or guilt hanging over us before God. Before we give our lives to Christ, we have a debt we owe, which was the debt of sin. And it was impossible for any man to pay that debt by his own physical natural life, except by a supernatural, life, which was the life of Christ that actually came to earth, manifested in the flesh, but was of God. So we cannot stand blamelessly before God if we do not embrace the life that comes from Christ. So everyone who has been born again has been justified. God no longer sees you as a sinner. In other words, everything you've done in the past, everything you used to be before you gave your life to Christ, all the atrocities you committed, all the sins you committed, that has brought condemnation before you and God, that has brought, you know, judgment, and that was that qualified you for destruction and the likes of them, has been taken away when you gave your life to Christ. Not that you have to do anything more to take those things away. It has already been taken away. You don't need to pray more to be justified. Neither do you need to fast more. Your salvation experience has in it the justification that you need. Everything you need for life and godliness came alongside your salvation. Your health has been paid for. Your wealth has been secured. Your eternity is already secured. Everything you will ever need for life and godliness has been supplied when you gave your life to Christ. And one of such is that you have been justified. There is no guilt of the past that has the capacity to make God change his mind concerning you. There is no mistake of the past that can change God's mind concerning you. Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. You have been recreated. All things are passed away and all things have become new. You are not the person you used to be. The challenges you went through in the past have been forgotten. He said, I will forgive your sins and will remember them no more. So God actually has taken away the condemnation, has taken away the guilt, has taken away everything. You stand blamelessly before God now. You are not known by your past when you stand before God. You are known by who you are in Christ. God sees you in Christ. He doesn't see you or know you by your experiences in the past. He knows you by your present, you know, relationship with Christ. He sees Christ in you. He sees righteousness in you. He sees, you are not, I'm not trying to be holy. I'm not trying to be righteous. I am righteous before God. I am holy before God. And to walk in this understanding is to stand continually in the place that God has prepared for us and where God has positioned us. Anything apart from this is not of God. It's not of the law of the Spirit of life. And the other scripture I'm going to share with us that explains that is Romans chapter 8 verse 1. The Bible says, there is therefore now, not future. It said, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Everyone who is born of God has been born of the Spirit. In essence, the life of God now dwells in you. The devil can no longer condemn you for anything. Before you gave your life to Christ, the devil will serve as an accuser of the brethren. He will always stand before God and accusing you and bringing up forms of condemnation. Lord, you cannot bless God. You can't bless this lady, bless this guy because of his past and all that. But now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We don't operate in the law of condemnation. The law that came through Moses was a law of condemnation, a law of good and evil. But that which is of Christ is of the Spirit. There is no condemnation on that part. There is nothing that we do in the Spirit that will bring condemnation. There is nothing a man of the Spirit does that is negative before God, because everything you do in the Spirit is as what God himself would do if he was physically available. That is the level God wants us operating. When you walk in the Spirit, you walk like God on the earth. When you take decisions as led of the Holy Ghost, that is the same thing the Holy Ghost is asking you to do now, is what he would do if he was physically present in that situation. So there is no condemnation on that part. There is nothing God is asking you to do today that is going to bring condemnation to you eventually. You know, for some people, sometimes you say, I'm not sure if I'm going to be... if God is going to change his mind. God can't change his mind about his choices. He has made up his mind concerning you. It's not going to, you can't stand before God on the earth and get to heaven and God said he doesn't know you anymore. No, there is no condemnation. There is no guilt. There is no shame anywhere for those who are in Christ Jesus. Only for us now, what is expected of us is to walk in that reality. Walk in that path that God has set for you. Walk in the life of the Spirit. You know, we are always tempted to sometimes walk in the flesh and walk in the demands of the flesh, but we have been delivered from the law of the life of life and death. We now operate by the law of the Spirit of life. Walk in the realities of that Spirit. And I'm saying to you, you cannot walk in the Spirit and walk in condemnation. Again, another scripture that I want us to share is Romans chapter 8 verse 2. The Bible says that for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. There are two forms of law that operate in the spirit. Number one, it is a law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The other one is a law of sin and death. That which is of Christ Jesus is what brings freedom, is what brings redemption, is what brings salvation. But the law of sin and death is what brings condemnation, is what brings bondage, is what brings, guilt and the likes of them. There are people who make up their mind on what they want to do based on either it is good or it is bad. They say, I'm doing this thing because it is not bad. I'm doing this thing because it is good. Some people will say, well, what I've done is not bad, so it's okay. But the truth is this. Under the realities of the spiritual experience, we do not do things based on either it is good or bad. We do it based on the leading of the Holy Ghost. It has nothing to do with good or bad. In the part of the just man, there is no bad. Everything is good. In the light, in the work of the Spirit, there is no bad experience. There is nothing bad. Everything is good. Everything is good when the Holy Ghost leads. Everything in the path of the Spirit is good. There is no sin in the realities of the spiritual life. There is no sin in the path of life, the spirit of life that comes through Christ Jesus. There is no bad in the part of life, of the spirit of life that comes through Christ Jesus. But the other law, the other life, operates with laws that are based on good or evil, based on sin or death. There are people, like I said, who live their lives basically on good or bad, on morals. Well, what I said was not bad, what I did was good, and the likes of them. That cannot take you far when you are walking in the reality, when you as a child of God. You must come to a point in your life, in our life, and we all must come to that point where we operate by the leading of the Holy Ghost. We walk in the reality of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, where the Holy Ghost himself is the one leading us, where we are operating maximally in the dimensions of God. And on that path, there is no death. On that path, there is no good, there is no bad. Everything is perfect. The Bible says the path of a just man is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. There is no better yesterday. There is no error on that path. Most of the time we err when we walk outside the path that God has set for us. Most of the time we err or we miss it when we walk out of the path that God has aligned for us. When we leave the position that God has prepared for us to stand. So in Christ, it is the life of the Spirit that operates, that must dominate. It is the life of the Spirit that must live through us. It is the Holy Ghost himself that must be operating to us. You know, in the other part, a lot of times people think that the quality of their salvation is based on how much of activities they can be involved in. People think that those who pray more have more under God than those who pray less. Error. Some people think that those who go to church more have better things under God than those who don't. Error. Some people think that the more they commit themselves to activities, the more the reality of the spirit man manifested. Error. In this part, in the part of the life just man, everybody is operating at the same frequency. There is no better Christian. No Christian is better than the other. Everybody is equal before God. But where we have differences is where our understanding differs. Understanding is what distinguishes us in this race. Not about the package is the same, but our level of understanding is what differs. And that is why today I am trusting God that the Holy Ghost himself will bring clarity to your spirit and he will grant you understanding. And it will help us continually walk in the realities of this, our kingdom experience. That in no long time from now, the life of God will dominate. The life of God will be expressed. And the whole earth will come to the knowledge of the glory of God. as this life will become our, will become a light to the Gentiles, and they will come to our light in the name of Jesus. You don't need to do anything extra as a Christian. All you need to do is to walk in the path that God has set for you. You don't need to do anything to earn more. You don't need to do more to be more. If I will say that, you don't need to do more to be more. All that you need in Christ is in you now. What you need to do is to walk in it. Walk in the understanding of who you are. You don't need to pray more to have more in Christ. Your prayer is not what makes you better. Your fasting is not what makes you better. Your whatever activity you do is not what makes you better. They are part of the expressions of who we are. But to be better, you must operate with the understanding, a better understanding. And that understanding is, know who you are in Christ and walk in that consciousness and in that reality. The Lord bless you. Have a blessed week. It is well. God bless.